Locked On Warriors is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on all things Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat reporter for the Mercury News, and on today's episode, I'll be joined by Andrew Bogut, the former Warriors center who now plays in Australia's National Basketball League. I had Bogut on to talk about his experience playing in the NBL, his thoughts on LaMelo Ball, and the challenge of playing center for the Warriors. He's currently in Australia, and so I talked with him over the phone. So I apologize for the quality not being the best, but this is a player who you will want to hear from. He's really smart, really thoughtful, and doesn't hold anything back. So I think you'll get a lot out of this. Please support the show by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts, leave a review on iTunes, and enjoy my conversation with Andrew Bogut. Andrew, thanks so much for talking with me. Let's just start with what brought you to the NBL, brought you back to Australia, and what was your experience like this last season?
It was good. Look, I mean, it's a league that I followed probably before I followed the NBA as a kid, just because when I grew up in Australia, the NBL was kind of on free-to-air TV. It was kind of the up-and-coming boom sport, and it was, you know, 10,000 people at every game. It was really interesting. I think we had at one point 15 or 16 teams in the league. Look, it had a major fourth and grace, probably late 90s to early 2000s. A lot of teams going under. I think at one point we got down to eight teams. So it's had its ups and downs, but I've always been a kind of the guy that followed it. When I was a young kid, that was probably what I thought was an achievable goal, was to get to the NBL and just play professionally, and someone was going to give me money to play basketball. I thought was absolutely crazy. So obviously I surpassed that goal and ended up in the NBA, which I'd say at that point was more a fantasy than what I thought was achievable, but ended up doing that. And obviously had the opportunity to come back to Australia, and mainly the main decision around that was kind of off court, more than on court. There was just less games on the body, being around the family more. We had two newborns, two young kids, so that was the main decision. And yeah, I mean, the rest is kind of history. So look, it was enjoyable. It's a very competitive league. People don't realize that it's very, very competitive. There's a lot of good players and good teams. We get a lot of good imports now, and the league's probably the strongest from a competitive aspect that it's ever been. I don't think you have a period that is stronger than what the NBL is now.
And then I think it's getting a lot more publicity lately because of guys like LaMelo Ball and RJ Hampton who are going there to play professionally before, you know, going to the NBA draft. What was, when you see players like that being able to showcase themselves at the NBL level, do you feel like that's a positive thing for the league?
Oh, no doubt. I think it's a real positive thing. Come over here, and I think probably, you know, those kids coming over here, and some of them, most of them, have struggles, which is not a negative in my opinion. It's a positive because, I mean, scouts can go and scout college kids where they're in a comfortable environment and a comfortable bubble, and they're the man, and everyone's kind of, you know, counts on to what they're doing. Whereas in terms of a professional league, with professionals, no one really cares. So I think, from a scouting point of view, I want to see adversity. I want to see these kids playing against grown men that are trying to beat them up and kind of, you know, be physical with them and talk smack to them and whatnot, because that's what you're going to get in the NBA, and I think it's a perfect correlation. I think college gets that a little bit, but not to the extent of playing against grown men that have played all around the world. So, you know, LaMelo Ball was a prime example of that. He really, you know, stood out last season. RJ Hampton was the opposite. He was up and down like a yo-yo. Uber talent, but just, you know, obviously just adjusting to professional life and all that kind of stuff. And he had some great games and some poor games. So that was a prime example of how he reacts to a bad game or how he reacts to a couple of bad weeks as a professional, because that will correlate to what you'll see in the NBA. So I think it's actually a better transition, in my opinion, than college would be.
What We'll be right back with Andrew Bogut, but first, with the ever-increasing number of vehicle makes and models, it can be impossible to stock all the parts you need for your car, especially now while you might not be able to visit a traditional store, so do it easily online instead at rockauto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low. Without the markup that you find from salespeople, you're not going to get taken advantage of. Whether or not you are a rookie or a pro that's working on your car, you're going to get the same price no matter what. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And then write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
And what stood out to you with LaMelo's game there? I mean, obviously he's kind of being talked about as a possible number one pick. What do you think, you know, makes him worthy of that or not, whatever your opinion is of it?
Look, I think he has a chance to be a very good pro. Mainly his playmaking ability. I think when we played him, he seemed to make the right decisions every time down the floor. I think, you know, his passing is probably the number one aspect of the game. So I think he's a pure point guard in the model of what Jason Kidd used to be. That kind of mold, I don't see him as a big time scorer. I think he's more going to be a Jason Kidd, Rajon Rondo, that type of player. I think he obviously is talented at the offensive end, just needs to step up defensively. But that's, you know, he's a young kid that probably hasn't been taught, you know, defensive principles at 18, 19 years old. So you got to give him the benefit of the doubt of that. But I think it seems like he's a good listener, and he'll definitely improve in that aspect. But obviously, the thing he needs to improve on most is his defense. But I think, like I said, it is six months to a year in an NBA system with some good coaching. I think that'll clean up a lot of his deficiencies at that end.
And with people like LaMelo and Hampton using the NBL, you know, to make that jump to the NBA, there seems to be a big age gap. You know, like you've got 18, 19 year olds in the NBL, and you've got, you know, 35 year olds and stuff like that in the NBL. Has it always been that way at the professional level, or is it more of a recent thing since, you know, younger players have started going over there?
Well, as far as 18, 19 year olds that are coming from the States, obviously it has. They've got the Next Star program, which encourages kids to come over to the NBL, and it's predominantly funded by the NBL, not just the clubs. So it gives these kids a kind of head start on earning money in professional life. So that's only really an issue for the team in the last couple of years. So the NBL's done a fantastic job with introducing the Next Star model. But yeah, when I was younger, look, you had a few 18, 19 year old Australian kids, but ever rarely do you see a kid that young, that's local, come in and play 30 minutes a night. It just doesn't happen very often. And when it does, usually that kid's going to turn out to be a pretty good professional and pretty good player. So, we don't see it a whole lot, but we welcome it, obviously, to have, like you said earlier, just to have top five high school guys even considering to come to Australia and play basketball. It was, you know, if you would ask that question 5 years ago, most people thought you were crazy. But, yeah, now it's a viable option for a lot of these kids. And not only that, it's, you know, it's an English-speaking country, Western ideals, very similar to America. So, you know, if a kid's tossing up China or Europe, Australia stands out. You know, sometimes we won't have enough, won't have as much money in some of those leagues. We definitely have a whole lot more perks. It's obviously summer here. It's a beautiful time of the year when the season's on generally. And I think kids have figured out that it's a much easier transition to come here than it would be to go to a country where you don't know the language and have to learn kind of from scratch.
Over the years, the Warriors have had guys like you and Zaza Pachulia and David West, guys who could really pass and handle the ball, who are comfortable with the ball in their hands. How important is that passing ability to playing center for the Warriors?
Yeah, it's really important. I think the five spot generally, being a facilitator is very, very important. I think being able to handle the ball, like you said, a lot of the actions are dribble handoff type split actions, what we call flow, or delay actions, where, you know, the biggest guy into a dribble handoff, and then it's read and react type stuff. A guy might back cut, might hit him on a bounce pass. A guy might go under, and Steph might kind of step behind you for a three, all that kind of stuff. So it's, yeah, you got to know, you not only know how to handle the ball and pass, but you got to have, you know, somewhat a pretty good basketball IQ to be able to read and react quickly, because it's not, these aren't patterns or sets that are drilled at training. A lot of it is just generally read and react basketball. So yeah, the Warriors generally target guys, Zazar, David West, myself, who have high basketball IQ and that can make plays that aren't in the play, if that makes sense. So yeah. I think they'll obviously have to continue to do that. And then obviously when they put Draymond at the five, it's even greater, because Draymond's got a very high basketball IQ and he can pass and make the right plays as well. So it was a really good mix, and obviously the success is no coincidence.
And, you know, obviously you got to the Warriors having already been established yourself as a good passer, you know, high basketball IQ and things like that. But, I mean, in your experience, did you get even better as a passer from, you know, the coaching staff and being in that system? Like, do you feel like you actually improved as a passer?
I think a little bit. Look, I think without saying arrogant, I think I think passing's always been a huge strength of my game,
right.
Especially kind of probably started early to mid career, people started to notice it. In Milwaukee, I was more so on the block than I was on, you know, playing at the elbows or high post. You know, I was probably more of a scoring threat earlier in my career and had some good years offensively. But, you know, once I went to the Warriors, obviously with the shooting that we have and the floor spacing, it just didn't make sense to do that. So we obviously were playing more of a five-out type style. And, you know, I think maybe not so much individually becoming a better passer, I think more just an understanding of where Steph or Clay like it, when they like it, opposition on the floor, you know, that they usually get most of their shots. So it's more an understanding of knowing your own teammates than it is your own skill.
And then when you see guys like Sean Livingston and Leandro Barbosa take jobs with the Warriors, what do you think that says about just the team's commitment to the culture, and how do you think the presence of them there are going to help some of these newer guys?
Yeah, I think they're both phenomenal guys, first and foremost, outside of basketball. You know, Sean's a seasoned veteran, felt like most of his career, even when he was young, because he was just always kind of wiser beyond his years and just an older head when it came to maturity and the way he understood the game and handled the game. And Barbosa's kind of in that mold, but kind of opposite, the louder, jovial jokester, always loosen things up, loves to have a joke and a laugh. And Brazilians, just in general, South Americans, have a great vibe about them around people. They're very, very warm and inviting. And Barbosa was that guy. So those two guys, I'm not surprised, at least, that the Warriors highly valued those guys when they were with the Warriors and kind of they're coming back.
Well, those are all the questions I had for you. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes here. Thank you, Andrew.
No worries, man.
Thanks again to Andrew Bogut for talking with me. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, and say nice things about the show. Thanks to Rock Auto for sponsoring the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. I will be back with a mailbag tomorrow, so get those questions in now. Thanks for listening, and stay safe.